Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, we're speaking truth to power, but it's not Newell. Don Dubuque in for Newell Norman today. Newell's got the day off. He'll be back with you next week. Thanks for tuning in. This afternoon, we're going to talk about the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. They will be inducting some 12 inductees at a special ceremony coming up next month. And we've got the director, Ronnie Rance, and also the producer of the award ceremony, Chris LeCocq, joining us. Chris, you with us?
I'm here.
Good. Good to have you. And Ronnie, are you with us?
I sure am.
Ronnie, I got to ask you this first. Now, you know, aside from your job as a director of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame Foundation, you also do color commentary for the SEC Network with play-by-play guy Lynn Rollins. Have you ever in your life worked with anybody who had more obscure, useless information to impart to the audience than Lynn?
I like to think it's all entertaining. I don't know about useless, but no, you're right. Lynn and I have been doing games together on TV, and then now, of course, stream as well since 1998. And you know, he and I have had quite the adventure, not just LSU baseball games, and we've done everything from high school sports to minor league sports to different kinds of sports, from indoor football to basketball to baseball to, you know, just incredible times we've had together. But obviously most folks, when they think of Lynn Rollins, they're going to think of him as being the voice of LSU baseball and on TV and LSU sports now in general over the last about 10 years through the SEC Network stream. But he and I have had a lot of great memories. Probably, you know, a couple Fridays ago was one of the last Friday, I guess, in fact, was one of the ones that you'll remember forever, the Jared Jones walk-off three-run homer, so unlikely, LSU down 3-0 in the bottom of the ninth to win it. Lynn and I were fortunate to do Skip Bertman's last game, 2001, the three-game series at Zephyr Field in Metairie, the Shrine on Airline, where Tulane beat LSU 2 out of 3 to go to its first College World Series. Those were some of the epic moments in our career together.
Well, you two guys complement each other very well, and enjoy listening to it. You guys do a great job of providing some really inside baseball information as well as make the show entertaining. And Chris LeCocq, he's out there in center field listening to you guys with the camera on you.
Yeah, Chris has got the hard job. I mean, like Lynn and I get to at least, and since 2009 at least, we've been in a booth. People forget that at the old Alex Box Stadium, they didn't have a press box. It was, you know, you were outside in the elements. I mean, you had a roof, but there was no air condition. There was none of that. So when it was 28 degrees outside, you were 28 degrees. When it was 97, you were 97. And Lynn and I have sweat through a number of Con Turner suits back in the day, who was a sponsor. But Chris is actually out there in the elements. So it's windy, rainy, whatever. He's grinding in center field.
Well, Ronnie, let's talk about Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. If you would, for listeners that maybe have never heard of it, give us a brief history on how it was formed and what its mission is.
So the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame is located in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and the number one question I get, Dom, is why? Why is it in Natchitoches? Why is it not in New Orleans? Why is it not in Baton Rouge or a bigger city? And the reason is in the late 50s when the Sports Writers Association formed started putting together a Hall of Fame. And of course, think back to the 50s, you know, there were a newspaper in every little town, and every little town, that's how they, you know, there was a sports writer. And then some newspapers did multiple sports writers. So there were tons of sports writers. The LSWA was a big organization. They formed the Hall of Fame, and it basically was a banquet for 15 years, and it might rotate from city to city. And they would honor the Hall of Famers at a banquet and have a little painting of them, and that was it. Well, then in the early 70s, they were like, hey, we need a home. We need a place to showcase these canvas paintings and these sketches and all these artifacts we're collecting. And I don't know the nuts and bolts of who said no and who went first, but I know they asked LSU. I know they talked to the city of New Orleans, and for whatever reason, it didn't happen. But Northwestern State, which is located in Natchitoches, said, we'll do it. We'll house the Hall of Fame. And so for decades, when you walked in the Prather Coliseum, the basketball arena at Northwestern State, there were the pictures and there were some of the artifacts and the trophy cases and all that. And that was the home of the Hall of Fame. And they would have the banquet that in Natchitoches and a golf tournament and all that kind of stuff, induction weekend. And that went on from the early 70s until the new museum was opened in 2013 in Natchitoches, which is an award-winning museum the Trahan Architect Group put together, and it's well worth going to see Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4:30. It's open year-round.
Of course, the highlight is the actual Hall of Famers themselves. So how many people are in the Hall of Fame now?
There are over 400 when you take into consideration the Sports Writer Awards and the Dave Dixon Leadership Awards. There's about 300 Sports Hall of Famers, and that's the category that's going to be coaches and athletes of all sorts.
Yeah, I mean, you've got quite a wide variety of sports people that are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, now the competitors, that's the great thing about the Hall of Fame, is it's not just football, baseball, basketball, although they're super deserving. I mean, state of Louisiana could have a Hall of Fame for just football. But the great thing is to be able to tell the stories of the Hall of Famers, the Danielle Scotts and volleyballs, the T-Berry Porters, and rodeo and the Jack Haynes and bass fishing and stuff like that. And those folks, the Joe Shermans who are going in this year, the head baseball coach at Delgado, those are the stories that I think people don't always know very well. They when you get to know and hear their stories and learn about their careers, they're almost as more impressive than the guy who played quarterback for 10 years in the NFL. Peyton Manning and Drew Brees and those people, they don't need to go into our Hall of Fame. They're looking to we're one of 25 Hall of Fames that they're in. But the ones that are those stories, the Joe Shermans of the world, the Danny Grangers of the world from New Orleans who played in the NBA for 10, 12 years and was an all-star a couple times, this will be the pinnacle of their career as far as Hall of Fame goes.
Yeah. And, of course, it's a wide variety of people, but you often wonder, what is the criteria? Who are the judges that select the nominees and actually vote on them to mm-hmm. become inductees? Who are those people, and what do they use to judge them on?
So we have over 20-plus categories of sports, and the system is very simple. Anyone can nominate a candidate. You go to our website, LASportsHall.com, and you just click on the Hall of Fame tab, and it'll be right there, starred in yellow, nominate a candidate. It walks you through the process. And the minimum standards are you have to have played 2 years of high school in Louisiana or more, or 3 years of college or more, or 5 years pro. As a professional, you worked in Louisiana or more. That's just to just meet the minimum requirement standard. And then from there, obviously, you have to have a Hall of Fame resume. So you submit this. Well, we have over 160 people that are on our ballot. And just because you go online and you nominate Uncle Ray Ray, who hit 350 at De La Salle High School, doesn't mean he's going to make it to the ballot. But, there's obviously gatekeepers that just kind of minimally make sure that you got to be somewhat, legit. But then we have about 160 quote-unquote legit people that are on a ballot. I would say, in my personal opinion, at least half that field deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And from there, every year, all the sports writers and broadcasters that are a member of the LSWA, it's not just sports writers, it's the sports talk radio hosts, it's the TV folks, the bloggers, et cetera. As long as they're in the LSWA, they get to vote along with our 25-person Hall of Fame Foundation board and some past Hall of Famers, they get to vote to pare down that list, usually to about 50, 60 people. And then from there, a 40-person panel of folks made up of broadcasters, sports writers, past Hall of Famers throughout the state, a full sample of the whole state, not just from New Orleans, not just from Baton Rouge. We'll get together in August, and it'll be an afternoon. We'll have lunch. It's about a four-hour process. It's very similar to selecting a pope. You got multiple rounds of voting, and then we'll send up the white smoke at the end, and we've got our class. And we have some rules in place so that it's not all one sport. You can't have more than three people from any particular sport. And if you have three in a given year, you can't have more than two in any other sport. So we do that so that there's diversity.
Got it. Chris, I want to bring you in here. Chris, you produced the award ceremony, which is the highlight of the year. This year it's scheduled from June 26th through the 28th. Tell us what goes on in it and what people will see, especially now since it's going to be televised if they don't go in person.
Yeah, that's right. So the Hall of Fame weekend is a whole spectacle in itself. And my role at Louisiana Public Broadcasting is I'm producing all the video and TV content for that weekend, which is highlighted Saturday night with the Hall of Fame ceremony. And so what that entails is a live ceremony, banquet style. It's kind of like watching the Oscars or watching the Emmys or something like that. It's a live production in that sense. But then there's also, we produce video features about each one of these Hall of Famers. So we're, you know, this time of the year, the last month and a half or so, I've been traveling all over the state talking to people about all of these Hall of Famers, interviewing them, visiting their high schools, visiting their hometowns, making little mini documentaries basically about each one of them that'll be their features that'll play ceremony night. And then on the ceremony, we get to see them at their pomp and circumstance. They get interviewed on the stage. We get to learn about them and meet them, and many of them, you know their stories, and like Ronnie said, some of them you may have never really heard their story, but the beauty of it is that there's so much hometown pride and small town pride and Louisiana pride in this production, and I think that's always what hits home, and that's where our mission at LPB fits with this, because that's who we are. We tell Louisiana's story. That's what we always pride ourselves in, and so that's kind of our involvement in producing it and presenting it to a statewide TV audience.
When and where will it be airing, where people can see it?
So Louisiana Public Broadcasting on your TV dial, it's going to be live June 28th, that Saturday night, last Saturday in June. And it's the ceremony starts at 7 o'clock. And so that's the network that you normally watch Antiques Roadshow and all the other stuff on. Well, we're going to put Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame on it this year. And for people that are kind of more digitally savvy, you can also watch it lpb.org on our YouTube channel or on the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame YouTube channel. So if you can't find it,
you can pick it up on YouTube. Ronnie, is this open to the public? And how hot a ticket is this? Do I need to go to StubHub to get a ticket? And how many people can come to this event? Oh, we lost Ronnie. Chris, you with me still? Did we lose Chris, too? Well, I guess we'll have to find that information out and get back to the audience. But I did want to mention who the inductees were in this 2025 class. Danny Broussard, who is a prep football coach for her gymnastics, April Burkhalter, Danny Grager, basketball player that played for Indiana Pacers, Vicky Johnson, also for basketball, Nick Saban, needs no introduction, former LSU and Alabama coach, boxer George Bobby Swallow, the college baseball coach who you'll be hearing from shortly, Joe Sherman, Dale Weiner, he's a prep football coach, also Andrew Whitworth, LSU football player, Herb Vincent, who won the Dave Dixon Award and the Distinguished Service Award to Ed Daniels and Glenn Gilbo, both of those journalists. And Ronnie, before you dropped off, I was asking if it's open to the public and how does someone get tickets if they'd like to attend?
Yeah, it's all open to the public. Some events are free, and most of them are ticketed. You go to lasportshall.com, lasportshall.com, and you can buy tickets. All these events will sell out. At the moment, we're not sold out. So if you're thinking about doing it, figure it out soon, because I definitely would say probably by about the first week of June, it'll all be sold out.
Any recommendations on motels in that area for people that'll be staying?
North Natchitoches is known for bed and breakfasts. That's a great way to see the town. The great thing about it, if you stay downtown Natchitoches or anywhere near it, everything's walking distance. If you don't, they do have some hotels that are about 6 minutes away out by the bypass, it's called, right off the interstate of I-49. When you at the Natchitoches exit, there are, seven or eight hotels over there. But I'd recommend best place to see the town is to just go make a reservation at one of the great many bed and breakfasts.
Very good. Ronnie, I know you got a plane to catch. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us about the Sports Hall of Fame. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, and I also want to say thanks to Chris and LPB. They've been a great partner. This will be our second year or so, third year maybe. Third year with them. And the first year, we're actually televising it live across the full state on TV. We've televised it live with LPB on their YouTube channel. So really excited about it, and then they have a lot of great coverage. A lot of these packages that Chris and them are working on, they air them year round on a lot of their shows. So we really appreciate them pushing out the content about the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. So thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Ronnie. Thank you. Chris, if you could, maybe tell us a top two or three interviewees that you've had since you've had the honor of talking to all of these people and forming their stories.
Man, that's such a tough question because kind of what Ronnie alluded to earlier is how do you measure the worth of who these people are, whether it's somebody as recognizable as Nick Saban or whether it's somebody like Bobby Swallow, who was a boxer in the 50s but had an amazing career as a boxer in the 50s. It's the people that they're connected to are all great. I've talked, in the sense of Bobby Swallow, I've talked to his son and interviewed his son. I've interviewed a guy that knew him back in the 50s and 60s. I interviewed a guy named Don Landry, who many people may recognize was a coach in Nicholls State for many, many years, and then he moved on to be the commissioner of the Southland Conference for many years. So some pretty impactful people in the state locally. So it's always interesting to talk to these people, and you can sit there and talk to them for hours. That's the cool thing about it. And I'll say on the other side, people like Nick Saban, obviously someone like him has a stature where he's connected to a lot of pretty well-known people. So I'll say if you watch the Hall of Fame ceremony, you're going to hear from Coach Kirby Smart. You're going to hear from Super Bowl quarterback champion Jalen Hurts. We got a chance to speak to them and get a little soundbite from them talking about their coach and their former colleague, Andrew Whitworth, a guy who a lot of people recognize. We able to talk to Coach Sean McVay. So we get some pretty high-profile stature people that want to participate, want to be in part of this process too, and that's always pretty gratifying, as well as talking to, like I said, like Bobby Swallow and his son, who's a high school coach at Ville Platte, who is just equally as fun to sit down and talk to for 30, 45 minutes in my interview process about his dad and what he knows about his dad's legacy as a boxer and a high school coach. And not just that, but his impact in the community.
Yeah, it's always good to hear the story told from the voice of the people that know these honorees. Chris, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. We appreciate it. And keep up the good work over there at Sports Hall of Fame and LPB.
Yeah, and I'll just one more time, like Ronnie said, the first time we're airing this live on LPB, so it's kind of a big deal for us. And we want everybody to tune in. We want everybody to come and like and share and spread the word.
All right, very good. Thank you, Chris. We'll see you this weekend.
All right.
There he goes, Chris LeCocq. He's also the producer-editor for our Bayou Wild television show, which you can watch some Red Snapper footage if you get up very early tomorrow morning on our station, it's Channel 54. You can watch Bayou Wild TV, 4 a.m., about an hour before I come on the air here on WWL. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, you're going to hear from some of the Metro New Orleans inductees for this year. Journalist Glenn Gilbo, also the wife of the late WGNO sportscaster Ed Daniels. Robin will be joining us, as will Joe Sherman, Louisiana's winningest coach and athletic director. We'll be back to chat with them and get their impressions of the Hall of Fame and also, you know, their feelings about being inducted into this year's class. We're back right after
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This. Welcome back in. Don Dubuque filling in for Newell Norman today. Thank you for tuning us in. We're talking about the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Its award ceremony is scheduled for the end of June in Natchitoches, and we were talking with Ronnie Rance and Chris LeCocq. LASportsHall.com. Tickets are available for the public, and it's also for the first time ever will be covered live on public broadcast television. And again, that is going to be on the night of June 28th. We're joined now by three of the inductees from the Metro New Orleans area. The first is Glenn Gilbo, who is from New Orleans and longtime Baton Rouge resident. And quite a list of accomplishments that Glenn has. He was National Sports Writing Awards from the Football Writers of America, the Associated Press Sports Editor, National Sports Media Association, with many Louisiana Sports Writer Association honors and awards. Had a big year in 2021. He won a national first place for his game story on that LSU upset at Florida. He was also named the Beat Writer of the Year by Louisiana Sports Writers Association, placed in three Associated Press Sports Editors category for Beat Writer, Explanatory, and Game Coverage. Also the FWAA first place winner for columns back in 2017. He also had writing for the Alexandria Town Talk. He was a writer for the Baton Rouge Advocate for several years. Then he joined Gannett in Louisiana in 2004. And he authored one of my favorite books, Everything Matters in Baseball, Skip Berkman's Story. And Glenn, I got to tell you, you've got a long list, and that's just a few of them outstanding accolades. But I don't think any of those come close to your experiences that you had in the old Airline Park neighborhood at Airline Park Playground, which is now Mike Miley Playground. Am I right?
There's no question, man. And not to mention the games on the street on Akron right there and at that church on Fairfax. David Dubuque, the late, great David Dubuque, and Louie, we played all the time over there, man. Kelly Thompson. We had a blast over there.
Yeah, we did. Our families were intertwined, and it was certainly some good times we had back then. Well, congratulations on your induction. I think it's a little overdue, but glad you're going in. And what is your reaction when you were told that you were going to be an honoree and a member of the Sports Hall of Fame?
Well, I guess it's getting close for me to retire. I think they're trying to get me out of here. But no, I'm really excited and honored. I've been to that for other writers who I really look up to, like Ron Higgins. He used to be at the Times-Picayune and the Advocate and the Memphis Commercial Appeal as well. He's one of my favorite writers, and Scooter Hobbs, one of my oldest friends. And of course, Peter Finney, who, you know, I've read since I was a kid. But so it's great to go in with those guys, you know, and it's a first class Hall of Fame. You know, I got measured for a sport coat the other day for this. So it's a 4-day thing, and it's really, they really go all out for it.
Yeah, it's not only a great organization, but they put on a super event. And as we talked to Chris Lecoq, it's going to be televised for the first time ever in its history. And you're going in there with some really big names, Glenn. I mean, Nick Saban is in there this year. And, you know, God, you talk about Peyton Manning and Drew Brees. These are all members of this organization.
Yeah, and Andrew Whitworth, the offensive tackle at LSU and the 2003 championship team, he's going to be there. And Herb Vincent, who I worked with, we were both LSU student assistants in the sports info office back in the early 80s when we were in school. He's an old friend. He works at the SEC office. And you know, it's just awesome that Nick is coming. You know, Nick, they've been trying to get Nick to go for years, but he was so busy with coaching. And then his first year as an ESPN guy, and he's finally going to get to go for a couple of days. So that's going to be great because I was lucky enough to be able to cover two of the best ever college football coach of all time, Nick Saban, and the best college baseball coach of all time, Skip Bertman, covered them at the same time, and then Skip as AD too, and kept covering Nick when he was at Alabama as well. So that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, you certainly had some great material to work with. Glenn, this is probably a very difficult question for you, but what would you consider your greatest story or your greatest accomplishment in your career?
Well, I won a first place Associated Press Sports Editors contest. That's really the best contest for sports writers other than the Pulitzer, but, you know, that's not always sports. Excuse me, but APSC is really cool. I started entering that contest in the early 90s, late 80s, actually, when I was at the Town Talk in Alexandria and placed a few times here and there. And then when I was at the Advocate in 01, I won a first place for a story about a guy named Toe Nash, who was kind of an unbelievable story. They discovered him playing baseball near Sorrento. And all of a sudden, he signed a major league contract. He never made the majors, but it was a fascinating story that he became a national name briefly, and he was right there next to Baton Rouge, where I was living. So, and that won number one. So that was awesome. But really, I like the. My favorite thing has been columns, and I've won consistently for columns and opinion, so that always meant a lot to me.
Great. Well, Glenn, thanks for taking some time to chat with us, and again, congratulations on your award. It's well deserved, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, Donnie, I wish I would have been old enough where I could have covered some of your Rummel games, man, because I heard you could play.
Yeah, well, they didn't do me justice. I would have been glad to have you around to cover it, Glenn. Thanks again.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. There he goes. Yeah, we're going to hear from the wife of another inductee who is also a Rummel alum, and we're talking about Robin Daniels. We'll be right back after this. Also, Joe Sherman, he's also going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame and an incredible winning college baseball coach. We'll be back to talk to them right after this pause. You're listening to the Newell Norman Show. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in on the Big 870 WWL. And we're talking with some of the New Orleans area inductees into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame for 2025. Ceremony taking place in Natchitoches at the end of June. And I think this may be the only time they've ever had two high school alumni who went in the same year. We just talked to Glenn Gilbo, and now we're going to talk to Robin Daniels, the wife of Ed Daniels, who was also a member of the Rummel and De La Salle Athletics Hall of Fame. He was a television sportscaster in New Orleans for 40 years, a three-time Louisiana Sportscaster of the Year, sports director at WGNO from 1992 until his untimely passing, and that's where I worked with Ed at WGNO. He was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Press Club of New Orleans in 2014, created Friday Night Football, maybe his greatest accomplishment. It was a first-of-its-kind high school football show, which he co-hosted with J.T. Curtis for 32 years on WGNO. As a writer, he wrote columns for WGNO, Crescent City Sports, as well as the Clarion Herald, and was also co-tournament director for the All-State Sugar Bowl National Prep Classic Basketball Tournament each December and the WGNO Baseball Classic. A busy guy indeed. And joining us is Robin, Ed's wife. And Robin, I think this should be an award for the wives of sports journalists. Do you agree?
I totally agree with that. Ed used to say it's like being married to a coach. You know, they're never home.
Right. The travel and time put in, and Ed certainly did his time in. Your thoughts on Ed's induction into the Hall of Fame?
You know, it's bittersweet that he's not here. I know he was nominated last year, and it just fell just a little short. So that would have been nice for him, but it's so nice for our family and to share it, you know, especially like with Glenn and Joe, that, you know, he's very good friends with both of those. And I know he's in heaven looking down and very happy, and he's very humble, and he's very happy.
And as of late, there's been a scholarship in his name that will be awarded at Archbishop Rummel High School, my alumni, as well as my alma mater, so to speak, as well as Ed's and Glenn's. And there was also a sports field in Jefferson that's been named after Ed.
Yes. Kenny Trahan is the one that organized the scholarship fund at Rummel, and that was very successful a couple of weeks ago, and they're still getting donations in online. And it's the Ed Daniels Field at Musburlino Park in Kenner, and that's where our children played. So it's especially meaningful for that.
Yeah, that will carry his name in perpetuity, both of those, the scholarship and the naming of the field. Ed was a lot of fun to work with, but Ed was also a very serious worker, as you well know. He took his job very seriously.
I walked in the newsroom the other day, and I was talking to John Cruz, the general manager, and we were, Roe Brown and Kenny and I were getting ready to do an interview for this upcoming Loyola function. And I looked around and I told John, I said, it's got to be a lot calmer in here now that Ed's not here.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Ed.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you, Robin. Hope you enjoy the awards ceremony and, you know, all the best to you and your family.
Thank you. Good talking to you. Take
Same
care.
Here. It is Robin Daniels, the wife of now in the Sports Hall of Fame inductee, Ed Daniels. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Joe Sherman is going to join us, the winningest all-time college baseball coach, and he's been nominated and will be inducted in that June ceremony. We'll talk to Joe right after this. You're listening to the Newell Norman Show. I'm Don Dubuque filling in on the Big 870 WWL. And we've spent this hour talking about the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, a foundation that we can certainly be proud of. There's a museum in Natchitoches. There's an award ceremony, a three-day event that'll be taking place at the end of June. We have 12 inductees that will be going in this year. Three of those from the Metro New Orleans area. Ed Daniels posthumously will be inducted, as will journalist Glenn Gilbo and coach Joe Sherman. Now, Joe is Louisiana's all-time winningest college baseball coach. He achieved that in May of 2024, just before completing his 34th season as the head coach at Delgado Community College, with a total number of wins somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,179 career wins, made five trips to the JUCO World Series, and led programs to 14 consecutive NJCCA region titles and super regional berths in the past 18 seasons. Joe, it's been a long ride, but a good one for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think part of the reason I got the most wins is because I've lasted that long, Don. But to be quite honest with you, it's a great honor. You know, Tony Robichaux, in my mind, is still the winningest college baseball coach. He's a Division I baseball coach who passed away a couple years ago, untimely, like Ed's death. And he did it all at the Division I level. But I'm very proud of what I've accomplished at Delgado and what my program has accomplished. So I'll be happy to share that title with you.
Now, there was another Sherman that was inducted by the name of Rags, and that's a very familiar name around these parts. And I don't know, are you two guys the only father-son combination in the Hall of Fame?
Actually, I think there's three other combinations. I think Bird Jones and his dad, Archie Manning and his two sons, myself, and I think there's another one that I'm not really familiar with. But it's quite an honor to share that. You know, I'll be truthful with you, Ed. When we when my dad got inducted way back when, I was there, and that was the night he announced that he was retiring. And to sit here and think that you know, I'm going to follow in his footsteps and be inducted. I'm not quite ready to retire, but it's been a full circle for me.
Do you have another Sherman following in your footsteps to make it three?
I don't know about a coach, but I got one son who does a hell of a job as an administrator for us. He'll never put the uniform on, but he might be the athletic director one day, which would be a great honor for me as well. So we're looking forward to keeping that tradition going.
Well, you've got some great company you're going in with. Of course, Nick Saban, the big name, but then Andrew Whitworth and Bobby Swallow and Danny Granger, and, of course, the two from New Orleans, Glenn Gilbo and Ed Daniels, who probably covered you over the years.
I've been listening for a while on the show, and you just had Robin and, of course, Glenn. Glenn is a longtime friend of mine, and, of course, I can't say enough about the Daniels, what Ed meant to me, and we did a Friday night fastball, a takeoff of the football show for the last 12 years with Ed, which was a tremendous accomplishment for the high school prep baseball scene. So we're still trying to keep that going for him and in his name, and hopefully he'll be proud of what we do there as well.
Right. What would you say would be your greatest accomplishment? What are you most proud of?
Well, I think what we've been able to do, Don, at the cost of our program, when I say that is, we're not tremendously funded. We've been able to have winning teams, and I'll brag about this fact. I've been there 35 years now and never had a losing season. And we've been able to take local kids and give them an opportunity to continue to play, and not only continue to play, but continue to get their education. We've placed over 400 kids in Division I or Division II programs that went on to get their college degrees. And, that's what really athletics is really all about. It's not about the W's and the L's. It's getting kids to become men and get their education and become great dads and be part of our community. And we've been able to do that with all community people.
Yeah, there's a lot of reward in that. Well, Joe, congratulations on your induction. Certainly deserve it, and look forward to seeing you on TV that night.
Well, I appreciate it. I enjoyed watching your shows. I'm a bad fisherman too, Don, so I enjoyed what you've done for us over the years. It's great to be inducted and going in with friends like Ed Daniels and Glenn, and also Herb Vincent, who was an awfully close friend of mine. It'll be a great weekend for me.
Y'all will have a good time. Thanks again, Joe, and congratulations. That's Joe Sherman, winningest coach in Louisiana. All right, when we come back, let's see. It's time right now. Let's see if we can get Scoot and find out what he's got coming up. He's coming on right after the 1 o'clock top of the hour news. Scoot, what you got?
Yeah, Don, we'll talk about Jazz Fest. We'll talk about the weekend. I'll talk as little about politics as I have to. I mean, a couple of things we have to mention, but, that's going to be it because I'm really getting kind of bored with all of it, and I'm ready to kind of move on. So we've got a lot to get to. Also, there is a swingers club right next to a church in Massachusetts, and they're trying to get it to move, and it looks like it's going to happen. They don't want the swingers club right next to the church. I don't think they're afraid that they're going to get new members. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, we've got an update on Steve Perry, the lead singer of Journey, and you'll hear some new music from him.
Sounds like a great show, Scoot. I'll be back in 16 hours with the Outdoor Show.